Hello everyone, welcome to our Shir in Mishnayos. We're holding Maseches Bava Basra, the beginning of Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Omer lechaveru, one who says to his friend, base kor ofer ani mocher loch. I'm selling you a base kor, that's a measurement, we'll see, of dirt. And it's a piece of land. A base kor is 30 sa'ah, and the Rav's going to tell us exactly how many that comes out in Amos. He says I'm selling you, this is a quite large amount of land. Hayosham nekayim amukim asar tfachim. They were in that plot of land, ditches, things dug into the ground, naturally, so to speak, holes in the ground that were 10 tefach deep, or rocks or protrusions above ground that were 10 tefach high, and any dozen imam. That cannot be measured with the sale amount. He has to sell him smooth land. If they're smaller than that, any dozen imam, they could be measured with. They're included in the sale. If he had said to him, kibbeis kor offer, roughly like a base kor of dirt, even if there were ditches in the ground that were deeper than 10 tfachim, or rocks that are higher than 10 tfachim, everything will be measured with that amount of land and included in the sale. See the Rav here. Midas, says the Rav, omer lechaver base kor offer, midas base kor. The measurement of a base kor, hu chamisha v'shim elef amo. Yeah, that is 75,000 amas, the squared amas. Shechatzar Mishkan haya base sasaim. Chatzar Mishkan, we know, was the amount to hold two saw, base sasaim, by mea chamishim. That was 100 by 50. The core is shloshim saim, and the core is 30 saw. So you take the chatzar the Mishkan and you multiply it by 15, because there's already two saws, you want to get to 30, so you end up with 75,000. Okay. So you say, offer, why does offer mean that it's going to be smooth land? Haru lizriya mashma, because that implies that it's fit for planting. So you can't have these ditches or rocks above ground. Avimamer base kor stam. If he didn't say dirt, he said base kor, a base kor of land. O base kor karka, or he said land, he said a base kor of land. Afilu hayakulo slaim higiyu. Even if it's all rocks, the sale goes through. The shema livno sibayas ole mishatech bapiri boile, because perhaps the buyer wants to build a house there to spread out his fruits there, something you don't need plantable land for. So the seller can say that's what he had in mind, and he would be able to sell that land. What are nekayim? They're bakayim amukim. I believe that means the same word. The vakeya means to break something, so break in the land. Oslaim gevoyim asor, or rocks, protrusions that are 10 high. V'gon sherechavim arba al arba dehavim makom chashuv. The case would be this area that's not being measured with, that's too deep or too high, has to be 4x4. It's before by four tfachim. No, I think it should be almost actually. Doesn't make clear, but arba without a hay should go with almost, if I'm not mistaken. Is how it works in grammar. So 4x4 almost have to be. Yeah. Let's see if anybody talks about this here. Assume means 4x4 almost. Yeah. Okay. Continues the Rav. If they were too big, they are not measured with it. He has to give him an entire base shore of smooth land. A person doesn't want to give money for one plot of land, one continuous space of land. Then it appears to him, and what it comes out is two or three divided up pieces of land because of all these holes or whatever. But if it's like kid base core, mashma kamoshi, it means however that base core of land is, whatever quality is there, bain slime, bain offer, doesn't matter if it's rocks or dirt, that will go through. Okay, we'll do the next Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah will take us probably a little time to explain, and it's a bit complicated. Says the Mishnah, base core offer ani mocher loch. Again, a person says, a base core of dirt I am selling to you. Nida b'chevel. I think from the Rav later on, this should be seen as part of what the person stipulates. I want it to be measured with the rope. So either he says that or somehow we understand that, but if it has to be measured with the rope, meaning to say exactly that amount of land, pochas kol shehu, in such a deal, if he lacks some, meaning there's not that much land, yinake, he has to deduct from the sale price. The seller must deduct from the sale price. Hosir kol shehu, if he added a little bit, yachsir, then it has to be given back. We'll see later in the Mishnah what is given back. Im omar, but if he said hein chaser hein yasir, he didn't have a hakpada, he didn't demand that it be measured exactly that amount, that it could be a little less, a little more. Afilopachas roval saw, and even if he lacked, even if the land lacked a quarter kav per saw, which is a ratio of 1/24, we'll see, a hoser roval saw, or he added that much, he gio. everything stays as is. No deduction, no giving anything back. Yosher Mikan, but more than that, I mean, more than that added to the land, or more than that is lacking from the land, Yaseh Cheshbon. The Cheshbon has to be made, as we'll see in the Mishnah. Again, you're going to have to explain it all thoroughly in the Rav to understand what's going on. Ma'al Machshelo, in the case of giving something back, what does he return? I mean, what does the what does the seller give back to? I apologize. What does the buyer give back to the seller? Mo's, he pays out. Saying he gives back money is a little difficult because he paid money as a buyer. It means that he'll pay more money for that extra land that he got. But if he wants, he can give him land. Why did they say, right, if the buyer has the ability to give back the extra land that he never wanted, so where is the situation where the buyer can give money or should give money to the seller and take that extra land? It's in a case to benefit the power of the mocher, the seller. We'll explain a little bit here. If the seller would have a little piece of land that he can't sell otherwise, and he included it in this amount that he gave to this buyer, the buyer didn't really want that extra piece of land. So we say to benefit the strength of the seller, we'll have it that the buyer will give money, extra money, and get that extra piece of land. You have to fill it in parenthetically here because the next line in the Mishnah is not about that. The next line says, Shim shir basada beis tisha kavin, if he left over in his field 9 kav, uvagina beis chatzi kav, or in a garden or orchard, a half of a kav. Again, this is going to be a ratio we'll see in the Rav again. Ukadiv Rebbe Kiva beis rova, according to Rebbe Kiva, even if he left over a quarter kav, machzalos akarka. That would be the case where he takes back the land. The buyer doesn't pay money. The buyer gives back the extra land. The buyer doesn't have to take it. He never wanted it in the first place. So that's why I said that line is about the case where the buyer is giving land. The case where the buyer is giving money is if what is extra is less than that amount. Continue the mission in the end, and we'll read all the rest. The lo es harova dovad humachzir. He doesn't only give back that extra amount. Ela es kol amos. He gives back all of the extra. Okay, so it says the Rav here. So the first case is relatively simple. If the guy says, it's kor offer, and he says, mida bechevel, kolomar betimtum, he wants it to be exactly, ani mocher lach, tzadizu sheish ba base kor offer, this field has a base kor exactly, kamosha modi mida sechevel, the way you would come out with that if you measure with a rope, lo pachos or leoser, nothing more or less. So in that case, if he's piches koshehu, if he left out a little bit, shelo haya ba'osu saw the base kor, pardon me, that wasn't in the field, a base core, something lacking from that measurement, shalim, it wasn't complete. Hamekach kain, the sale exists, the sale withstands. V'inaka hamocher k'fiat hapachas, the seller knocks off money from the sale price according to that which is lacking. Hosir, if it's extra land, karka kolshu, a little bit amount of land, al base core. Yachse lamocher karka, the buyer should give back to the seller some land, shehosir odemea karka, or so the money for that land can be forish, but also as the Mishnah goes on to elaborate what you give back. That's the last part of the Mishnah we were talking about. But that's the case. If it's extra land, so the buyer is going to give back, the buyer is going to give back something. Im amar lo, if he said to him, mocher lokech, the seller said to the buyer, base car offering him, mocher lo, hein chaser, hein yaser. I'm selling you a base car, offer a little bit less, a little bit more, kach lekach damim, for this amount of money, lomar lo mida bechavel. He didn't say to him, let's measure it with a rope. Afilu peches ooser rova kav, and even if he was lacking in the land, or he added onto the land, a rova kav, quarter kav, what is that? The kol saw, a quarter kav per saw. Oh. So there are 30 saws here. The hainu shloshim revios the base core. So for a base core that has 30 saw, that means he added on this ratio, right? 1/24th for every saw. Rova kav is 1/24th per that. So there are 30 quarter kavs over here, extra, so to speak. That much land that's extra or lacking. In both those cases, he gio. Gio means that the land goes to the lokeach. Lokeach doesn't have to worry that he got more. Lokeach seemingly cannot complain if he got less. And that's it. Well, mid the Tani Tana, Philip Piches Rova Lesa'ah. From the fact that Tani chose that Lashon, that even if he lacked a Rova Kav per Sa'ah, which is a ratio of 1/24, it did not teach what seemingly would make more sense. He should have taught 7.5 calves for a core. We're dealing with a field that's a base core over here. So if you want to elaborate that 1/24 is okay, right? So you could just say 7.5 cores, right? 7.5 calves per core, that's also the same ratio. So he didn't say that, though. He didn't say a large measurement like that. That teaches us that even in a small sale, you're going base sa'ah ani mochalach. I only sold a sa'ah amount of land, not a core. Right? A core, again, is 30 saw. I only sold one saw. In such a case, in Chasr Hen Yotzer, he said, whether a little less or more, in Piches Rova, Ahosif Rova, the same thing. If he had an additional quarter kav, or he had too little by a quarter kav, same thing, he gio. The sale goes, and that's it. The Marva base core, Stam, like I said, just the base core without elaborating, Stam Anamike Hen Chasr Hen Yotzer Dami. That's also considered to be giving some leeway. It could be a little less, could be a little more. That's how it's seen. Okay. Now the Mishnah jumped into a cheshbon. This is where it got a little bit difficult, right? More than that amount. Let's say you add more than that ratio of 1/24 extra or missing. Yoser mikan, yoser miruba l'kol sa'ah im hosir. More than a quarter kaf for sa'ah. If he added that amount, yaseh cheshbon. He has to make a cheshbon. Yashav kama hosir. He has to figure out how much he added al base core on that base core agreed amount of land. The kama shavin l'fi cheshbon. And according to that cheshbon, you figure out how much each little parcel of land is worth. So according to that, you figure out how much the extra amount is worth. Shemacher es base core, right? The fee, core of the cheshbon that he sold that base core worth, and he charged per square inch this amount or whatever, and he added 10 square inches, whatever it would be. Then he'd have to go to that cheshbon and give that much more. Now then the Mishnah said, what does he give back? So this is really going back, and not just going back, but also going back. On the case where the lokeach has to give back something. So we said, gives back money, and we explained that meant he'll pay extra money for some land, for the extra land he got, right? And that's in the case where it's too much land. And then if it said if he wanted to, he can give back land. So what did that mean? The Mishnah then said, V'lama amr machser lamos. Why did it say give back money? Shimin hadin, says the Rav, Shimin hadin ein lahachser lel karka. Really, the halacha should be, in me'ikir hadin, before we will see in some sort of takana here, the buyer should never have to give extra money for land that he didn't want. Give back the land. Shaharei lo kana lokeach el base core b'lavad. Lokeach only wanted to buy a base core. Lo tiknu chacham shitin lo mos keneged zeh hayeser. Chacham never said he has to give money, right? In accordance with that extra amount. Why did they say it? They did say Ella. They only said it because liapos kocho shel mocher. To strengthen the power of the seller. A seller should not lose a little small of land, a small piece of land that isn't fitting for anything. So again, he sold this base core, and he had over on the side of it a few extra feet of land, whatever it be. He added that on. There's more than a base core over here, but the lokeach is not allowed to give back that land. Lokeach pays a little extra and keeps that little bit of land. You don't leave the seller with a piece of land that he can do nothing with. Now the Mishnah elaborates really on the case that you can't do that, in the case that it's too much to require the lokeach to pay for it. Shim shi'er, if he left over, base core, sada base tisha kavim. If he left over in this field that's really supposed to be base core, but really is too much by an amount of 9 kav, the hashta chazilei ha'karka, that's an amount of land that is fit for something. Kidam rinin, the base tisha kavim chashav lios nikra sada, as we said, the Gemara says that 9 kav worth of land is considered to be something to call the field. Then the lokeach doesn't pay money. The seller takes back that land. And really, the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva. It's a different measurement, right? The Mishnah is teaching us as follows. That comes out in the end of the day. That 7.5 kavs per core, shehu rova hakav l'kol saw, which is a quarter kav per saw, which we said is a ratio of 1/24, havi mechila. That's mechila. A little bit less by that much, a little bit more by that much. No one does anything, the sale goes through. Mishiva kavin umachzer, 7.5 kav, ad tisha kavin until 9, v'lo ad bichlal, but not including the 9, yaseh cheshvan. Then the siddin in the Mishnah, we have to make a cheshvan. How much more is there here? You pay me for it, you won't, whatever. Tisha kavin yoseh, if it's more than that, 9 kavs per the base core or more, yachzer karko. And that's the case that the karka goes back. So the cheshvan, when the Mishnah was talking about, yaseh cheshvan, right, meant how much will you charge the lokeach to pay for that extra bit of land that he didn't want. That was the yaseh cheshbon. That's the gives back mos was going on that. And when he gives back karka is when the extra amount was too much to require the lokeach to pay for nine kavs or above. Okay, and then the Mishnah said, v'lo asa rova, not only the rova. So Hachi Ka'amar, the Rav saying Hachi Ka'amar here because the Gemara really changes around the Girsa. The way we have it now is Mishnah says Velos Rov Bevad Hamachzer El Kol HaMoser. Really, the Mishnah, the Gemara says it should be Velos HaMoser Bevad HaMachzer El Kol HaRavayim. Not only the extra amount, he gives back all the quarters. So what does this mean? It says the Rav Hachi Ka'amar Heichad Da Amar and Yaseh Cheshvan Yaseh Karka. Where do we say you make a Cheshvan? The lokeach pays some money, or the lokeach gives back the extra land. Lois and Moser Bavad, all those, whatever we said that, it doesn't only give back the extra amount or pay for the extra amount. Machzer, Algam Kol Shloshim Revios Shall Base Kor Hayseirim Humachzer. That same din goes on all the extra bits per Sa'al, right? All those 30, and there was the same ratio, right? I mean, it doesn't mean to say, you don't only give back, we have the gap between 7.5 extra kavs and 9. You only give back the 1.5 in that case where you're above, you know, you're 9 extra. You gave him 9 extra to the kavin of land, too much the seller gave to him. So it doesn't only bring it back down to 7.5 where it would be acceptable and then make a cheshvan. No, that's not the case, right? He has to give back at that point everything extra, give back all the land, and then the seller has to take it all back. Yeah? The cave into Ika Karka Chashiv Venakol, being that amongst the whole place there is a Chashiv field, 9 kav, Omachomidi, nothing is forgiven. They can't just go back down to a shear where there would be Mechila, it doesn't work. Everything has to be given back in that case. Thank you for listening, and Mirtha Shem will continue.